Dreamgirls. Copyright 2008 by DreamWorks LLC and Paramount Pictures. All rights reserved. Published by Scholastic Limited 2008. Based on the novelization by Deneen Milner. Screenplay by Bill Condon. Adapted by Patricia Riley. Dreamgirls. Chapter 1. A Chance to be Famous.
"Hurry up, Effie!" Dina shouted as she ran towards the theatre.
"I'm going as fast as I can. It isn't easy to run in these shoes," Effie cried.
"Anyway, it's not my fault we're late. We were waiting for your mother to go to sleep before we could leave."
Effie was a long way behind Dina and their other friend, Laurel. Effie's brother, Cece, was following too. He wrote all their songs and planned their dances. The three best friends were going to the Motor City Show at the Detroit Theatre. It was every Monday night, and it was the only night black people were allowed into the theatre. Everybody wanted to go. Even R&B stars like Jimmy Early played there. Early was from Detroit, but now he was a big star. Once a year, the theatre had a talent show. Laurel reached the theatre first and smiled as she read the sign. "Tonight, Jimmy Early and Talent Show." Tonight was the three girls' big chance. They had started singing together when they were children. Now they sang as a group called the Dreamettes. They hoped to win the talent show tonight. They wanted to become stars. But they were nearly an hour late. Dina ran past Laurel towards the back door of the theatre. The door opened and two women came out. They were angry. Jimmy Early's manager, Marty, was following them.
"Come back, ladies. Please. Jimmy needs you tonight."
"No way. We're finished. Find someone else," said one of the women.
They got into a taxi and left.
"What am I going to do?" said Marty.
He walked past Dina back into the theatre. He looked very worried. A handsome man in a suit was standing by the door. He'd also seen what had happened with the two women. An idea came to him. Dina went inside the theatre.
"Come on," she shouted to Effie and Laurel. "We'll be too late."
"Hi, I'm Curtis Taylor," the man said.
But Dina didn't really hear him. She was looking at Oak, the talent show organiser.
"Look, I know we're late," she began.
"Who are you?"
Oak asked impatiently.
"Dina Jones," she said. "I'm one of the Dreamettes."
Oak looked at his list.
"You're late."
"I know," Dina said, "but..."
"Bad luck. The show's over," Oak said.
He turned away, but Curtis stopped him.
"Brother," Curtis said quietly, "I can see you're a good man. So why not give these girls a chance?"
Oak looked at Curtis.
"Okay," he said finally. "They can sing last, after Tiny Joe Dixon."
"Oh, thank you," Dina smiled,
and the girls ran to get ready. Wearing their best dresses, the girls waited at the side of the stage for Tiny Joe Dixon to finish his act.
"And now, please welcome our final act, the lovely Creamettes," the presenter said.
"It's the Dreamettes! The Dreamettes!" Dina shouted as they ran onto the stage.
The band started playing and the heavy curtains opened. When she saw all the people in the crowd, Laurel couldn't move. Dina took her hand and together they moved to the music. Then Effie began to sing. Her voice was amazing. When Effie finished the song, the crowd went wild. They were still shouting for the girls when all the other musicians came back on stage. Everyone thought the girls would win.
Now remember, the winner of the talent show will perform here at the Detroit Theatre for 7 nights, the presenter was saying. And that very talented star of tomorrow is Tiny Joe Dixon.
Everybody was surprised, and the girls were very disappointed. They felt it was the end of all their dreams.
Come on, Effie said sadly. Let's go home. We aren't going to be famous now.
Just then, Curtis walked over.
You girls need a break, and I'm here to give it to you, he said. You can have $30 each to sing with Jimmy Early tonight.
Jimmy Early? Laurel cried. But he's really famous. Do you mean it?
Yes, said Curtis. And, he continued, Jimmy would also like you to go on a 10-week tour with him, starting tomorrow.
Oh, Dina cried. Effie, can you believe it? We're going to sing backup for Jimmy Early.
I don't do backup,
Effie said angrily.
Effie, Laurel said, this could be our big break.
Curtis moved over to Effie.
You're talented and you're beautiful, he said. But that isn't enough. You need a break. Take this chance and I'll look after you, I promise. I'll be your manager. And believe me, I won't disappoint you.
Please, Effie, Dina said.
Everybody waited. Effie was thinking about it. Then suddenly she shouted,
Okay. Our manager says we're singing behind Jimmy Early tonight.
Dina and Laurel were so happy. Curtis smiled. Now he had a backup group for Jimmy Early. He went to find Marty and tell him the good news.
Are you ready for Jimmy Early? The presenter cried.
The crowd started to shout. In his dressing room, Jimmy stood up and put on his jacket.
Look, I found a fantastic group of 3 girls who can sing backup tonight, Marty told him.
3? I only need 2, Jimmy said.
Okay then, 2, Marty agreed. Let's go.
Curtis was waiting outside. He knew that if this worked, his dream might finally come true. He'd wanted to be a music manager since he was 12 years old. He'd tried writing his own songs, and he'd even married a singer. Now he was managing her father's Cadillac sales business. But he'd never given up his music dreams, and now he had a chance.
Jimmy wants 2 girls. Marty said to Curtis.
2? Wait a minute. This is a group, Curtis said.
He tried to stay calm.
Sorry, brother. It's 2 or nothing, Marty said,
and he led Jimmy towards the stage.
Then it's nothing, Curtis said.
Just then, Jimmy saw the 3 girls on stage. He smiled when he saw Laurel. She smiled back at him. She couldn't believe she was meeting a real star.
It's okay. 3's fine, Jimmy called to Marty. Ladies, you are saving my life. I'll do anything for you, he said and took Laurel's hand.
He looked into her eyes.
What do you want?
Well, Mr. Early, you could teach us the song, Laurel said shyly.
Jimmy laughed.
Okay, he said. That's easy.
He started to sing, and the girls soon learned the words. They loved singing with Jimmy, and Jimmy thought they were great. The curtains opened and the concert started.
Jimmy flew across the stage on his knees, screaming all the way. And when he started to sing, the crowd went wild. He jumped up and turned as the musicians danced and played behind him. The Dreamettes were nervous, but they were excited too. Here they were, on stage with Jimmy Early. They couldn't believe it. Was this their big break?